What you believe will determine how you will live. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell reminds us of why we are important to God.
And I would say to you that sometimes ministry is messy, and sometimes we just want to label people and be done with them. But today we see that we serve a Savior that was willing to help a guy who wasn't really that friendly, who wasn't really the person that others would have said is essential. But you see, to Jesus, everybody is essential.
Do you doubt the value of your contribution? If so, you're not alone. Some of the greatest Bible heroes were considered non-essential in the world's eyes. In today's series, Essential Servants, we will learn about God's essential servants and how they made a difference. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Because we will become what we believe, our beliefs will prove to be a barrier or a vehicle to our success. God's desire is for us to go higher, to rise above our obstacles, and to live in health, abundance, and victory. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part two of a message called The Essential Wisdom of James.
Every child needs to know that. I'm created in God's image. And let me tell you something else. God don't make no junk. Don't you apologize for being black or white or brown or whatever you are. God created you. God created you in His image. And every one of us are the unique creations of God. And I'm saying to you that life matters to God. All life matters to God. I'm saying that little children with Down syndrome matter to God. I'm saying that people matter to God. And we don't need to go around apologizing or criticizing. We need to go around rejoicing that we're created in the image of God. So we are one race, the human race. We are created in the image of God. Thirdly, God is no respecter of persons. By the way, you don't mind if I preach the Bible this morning, do you? God is no respecter of persons. Romans 2:11. For there is no respect of persons with God. God loves all people. Now listen, God loves criminals. God loves police officers. God loves all people. And so should we. We should have a heart for them. Yes, a criminal should be punished. If it's a police officer who has committed a crime, he should be punished. But let me say this morning, we don't need to defund the police. We need to remove the transgressors, but God has ordained law and order. Let me just quickly say, and I may preach this in another sermon, God ordained three institutions. He ordained the family, Genesis 2. He ordained government, Genesis 9, and He ordained the church, Ephesians 5. Some of these subversive groups that want to get into the dialogue right now of all these issues are anti-family. They are not for the biblical family. They are allying with the gay family movement. They are anti-government. They want to defund what God ordained for safety, and they are oftentimes anti-church, even telling young people, you tell the church, you tell the pastor, and so forth. There's a spirit. And what I want you to recognize is that everyone should exercise their freedom of speech, but all of us should be careful about any group that is anti-family, anti-government, or anti-church. These are things that God has ordained. In fact, turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 13 for just a moment. Romans 13. God is no respecter of persons. He wants everyone to be treated equally, but He also has ordained government to help with that. And I realize sometimes government gets it wrong and there are needs for adjustments, but it doesn't mean we abolish government or law enforcement. Romans 13:3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. In other words, the only person that really is of terror concerning the rulers are those that are doing wrong. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. In other words, The police officers, for example, they're there to deal with the evil or the sin in society. If there's a police officer that breaks the law, that police officer deserves his punishment. He needs to be removed. But we don't need to remove all law enforcement because of the sins of one. But the fact of the matter is that we still need to have authority respected and order in our society today. So God is no respecter of persons. Jackie Robinson once said, "I'm not concerned with your liking or disliking me. All I ask is that you respect me as a human being." And may I say that everyone deserves that respect. Number four, we are to love our neighbors. What is the Christian's response to racism? We are one race. We are all created in God's image. God is no respecter of persons. We are to love our neighbor. Deuteronomy 6, 5 and 6. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and might, and thy neighbor as thyself. James 2, 8. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10? The Levite and the priest, they came by, they passed by the man that was fallen in the road. It was the Samaritan. It was the man with the Gentile blood that saw him and carried him and cared for his wounds and left provision over for his wounds. It was the Samaritan that was a type of Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you something. That's a picture of the grace of God. That's a picture of loving our neighbor. And every one of us should know and love our neighbors. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know who lives to the left or to the right of you, but you should know who they are and you should love them where they are. And we are commanded to love our neighbor. You don't have to agree with your neighbor on every little thing, but you should love your neighbor. And this is the command of God. And this is one of the great healings for racism, is that we would love with a biblical love. Notice number five, we are to bear one another's burdens. The Christian's response to racism is that we are to bear the burdens of others. Now, you may not understand their burden. I find that sometimes people are even offended if you say, "Well, I know how that feels." I'll say, "You don't know how that feels." So I stop saying, "You know how that feels." And I've learned in whatever you say, even this message, it won't be enough or it'll be too much, but the Lord led me to speak this message, so I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. And what I want you to understand is that you may not always understand, but if someone is hurting and they're telling you they're hurting and they're telling you this is troublesome, then you should let them know that you'll pray for them and that you bear the burden with them and you love them. And some of you others might say, "But I don't feel like I'm understood." And maybe you'll never be fully understood, but there is one who understands. He was crucified on a cross. He was that hated, and he loves you, and he understands your burden today. And sometimes that's what we need to do, is point people to the cross of Jesus Christ. You see, compassion is your hurt in my heart. And we need more compassion today. Kindness is our response to the grace that God has shown to us. It's when I say, "Look, I didn't deserve forgiveness. I'm not all that great. I'm of this one sinful race. I fell short, but God loved me, and God gave me an opportunity by his grace." Number six, God desires that all would be saved. We must never forget that. God desires that all would be saved. I remember when my family moved to Korea. Believe it or not, I had a lot of hair back then, and it was kind of blondish brown, and my nose was bigger than the average Korean. They used to call me a kojangi, which means big nose. That's what they call me. I mean, I remember living in a land of 40 million people where I was one of the very few that looked different. And sometimes those kinds of feelings can reverberate, and people can say that that'll carry with them for their entire life. But do you know why we went to Korea? We went there because people different from us needed to know the one that could save their soul and take them to heaven. "But ye shall receive power," in Acts 1:8. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto all the world." God desires that all should be saved. And the voice of sin is loud, but the voice of forgiveness is louder. And what I'm saying today, there's a lot of screaming voices out there, but somebody's got to preach the gospel of peace through forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the responsibility of the church today, to preach Christ. Thank God that we have the freedom of speech, and someone may want to use that to go out and march or something. But let me ask you, Christian friend, are you marching for the gospel? Do you want to make a statement or do you want to make a difference? If you want to make a difference, let me encourage you to join the bus ministry and actually go into the homes of some people. Look, we hear a lot of people talk about nobody cares, everybody hates, all the rest of this. Hey, how about making a difference? How about being a missionary? Because I don't see any of those that are screaming saying, Lord, I'll go to Africa and be a missionary, or I'll go work on a bus route, or I'll help someone else. Listen, let's not just be virtue signaling. Let's be salvation sending as a church. Giving the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Yes, we're for all people, but that's not enough just to say it. We must take the gospel to all people so that every one of them know how they can be saved. God desires that all should be saved. How many of you know that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. God wants everybody to come to repentance. And then number seven, our seventh response is this. We can be brothers and sisters through Christ. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Jesus Christ. Now, I guess I've lived a sheltered life because I've lived in the shelter of God's love and in the midst of the family of God all my life. I think there's probably been some times when I've known some hurt. I remember our bus ministry one year. I was in the fifth grade. I was sitting on a bus, San Jose, California, very Hispanic neighborhood. We had that particular day a lot of guests, and I walked off the bus, and a bunch of boys got around me, and they surrounded me, and I mean, they kicked me and hit me and bloodied my lip and bloodied my nose, and I ran into my dad's office. He was the pastor of the church. There was a deacon there, Fred Castlebear. I'll never forget him, and he saw what I looked like. He went and got those kids, and boy, he gave them a talking to. And that was back in about 72 or 3 or something like that. I remember that day to this moment. But guess what? I'm not going to let the devil take a moment like that and tell me, well, I'm never going to tell Hispanic people about Jesus Christ. There's 1,000 Hispanic people in our church that we love from the very depths of our hearts. I cannot let the wrong actions of some people cause me to not love people and bring them to the gospel of Jesus Christ. God wants everyone to be saved. And we can be brothers and sisters through Christ. Some of our dearest friends are over in the Spanish department today. You may not know this, and I'll not delineate it. I've had times when I've had difficulty with some law enforcement, but every year we thank those who serve our community. You may find this hard to believe. I've had difficulty from lots of people. Can you find that hard to believe? You want to read my mail just one week? But I must keep the heart of Christ if I'm to be an effective servant, and so must all of us. And so God's response to racism is that we would follow his word. We are one race. We are created in the image of God. God is no respecter of persons. He commands us to love our neighbors. He commands us to bear their burdens. He tells us that he desires all men to be saved. And he tells us that we can be brothers and sisters through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, a very simple conclusion. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, won't you come and trust him today? He loves you. He shed his blood for you. And if you do know Christ as your Savior, then may I say to you this morning, spread the love of Christ this week. Share the gospel of Christ. Bear someone's burden. Lift someone up and let them know that God loves them, and so do you.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.